Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%. Sometimes I'm right,
but I can be wrong. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. I want to thank my most recent guest, a fine one, podcaster Bill Press. And now I welcome a new fine guest. He is a pollster extraordinaire, our good friend Charles Franklin from the Marquette University Law School poll. Charles, it's polling day. That always puts a little vigor in my step. Welcome back, sir.
Yes, mine too. Good to be with you, though.
Well, I got to admit, I was more excited about your poll than the State of the Union, but mostly excited about the Badger Big Ten Championship last night. That was a fun game.
Well, that one's a good outcome. Definitely a good outcome.
Well, President Joe Biden's in the great state of Wisconsin today, Charles, up in Superior, and he's pushing his infrastructure bill. But what is your impression, or more accurately, what are voters' impressions of Joe Biden right here in the great state of Wisconsin?
They've been fairly flat since October. 43% approve of the job he's doing, 52% disapprove. That's maybe a point or two higher than his national average right now. But it's very little changed. In October, it was 43-53, so just 1 point difference on the disapproval, down by a point, no change in approval.
But it's only been a short presidency so far. It's only his first official State of the Union address. Where was he when he took office, Charles?
He was in the mid-50s, actually upper 50s when he first took office. Basically, if you look at the national polling, and we have limited polling on him over the early part of 2021 when he first took office, he was in the mid-50s nationally until August. And in late July, early August, as the Afghan withdrawal took place, and as the Delta wave of coronavirus started to build, his approval fell pretty sharply from the mid-50s to the upper 40s. And then over the course of the fall was relatively flat, but trending slowly down, so that now the national average is about 41% approve. You will see polls as low as 37 or as high as 45. But the average right now is running about 41.
Well, that's not very high, all things considered. The only one perhaps grossly more unpopular in the state of Wisconsin is the former president, Donald Trump. How does he fare with the voters, Charles?
Yes, for people not in office, not in executive office, we ask about favorability instead of job approval. For Trump, 36% favorable, 57 unfavorable. It was 38-57 in October. There was a drop as he left office. His favorabilities had been in the low 40s through the end of 2020, but then fell into these mid-30 range in the two polls we did in 2021 and now the one in 2022. Down just a shade, down 2 points in favorability since October. But clearly down from the time that he was in office.
Charles Franklin, our fine guest. Charles, obviously you polled about Governor Tony Evers as well. How is he faring in the current polling? He's going to be on the ballot. What is it, about 8 months from now?
Exactly. He got a bump up in job approval this month. 50% approve, 41 disapprove. In October, he was 45 approved, 46 disapprove. That was one of the few times he's been more unapproved, more disapproval than approval for him. But now back up to a plus 9 net from a minus 1 net in October. We've seen with Evers, he got a big boost, as many governors did, at the beginning of the COVID epidemic, with approval numbers that jumped up for Democratic and Republican governors alike into the 60s. And it's been coming down for Evers, but he hovered in the 50s in the latter part of 2020 and in early 2021. Had this drop off to 45 in October, but now back to 50 this time.
And that's a net shift of 10 points to the better for Governor Evers, as far as I'd see. That would be statistically significant, as they say. Would it not be?
It is significant. There are a couple of things to put it in context. One is that Biden's numbers hardly moved between the two polls, but Evers went up. The other is we have almost exactly the same net partisanship in this sample, plus one more Republican than Democrat in both October and now. So these shifts aren't coming about because of the normal fluctuation in partisanship from one poll to the next. That makes you believe that that movement for Evers is maybe a little more solid than just statistical noise from one month to the next.
Charles Franklin, Senator Tammy Baldwin was on the same ballot 4 years ago when Tony Evers was elected by about 30,000 votes. Tammy Baldwin won her race by substantially more than that. How is her favorability unfavorable currently, according to your polling, sir?
She's also seen a little upturn there. She's at 42 favorable, 36 unfavorable. She was at 38, 39 in October. Back in October, I characterized the electorate as pretty grumpy because every one of six politicians that we asked about, three Democrats and three Republicans, were all six of them more unfavorable than favorable. For Baldwin and Evers, those numbers have moved back into positive territory by a bit. 6 points for Baldwin now from being minus one in October. So a little bit better for her. Her win in 2018 is notable. She won by 10.9 percentage points while Evers was winning by 1.1 percentage points. And that's a tribute to Baldwin's appeal and the kind of race she won, and maybe to the divisions within the Republican Party in 2018 in the Senate race there.
Well, Charles, let's look at the tea leaves, or the polling at least, in regards to U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, the senior senator from the great state of Wisconsin. Well, he is on the ballot come November. Not much of a primary challenge. I think Ron will make it through the primary just fine. But the general election, there's a broad field of Democrats. We'll get to them. But what does the electorate think currently of Ron?
Yeah, Republicans are pretty positive about Johnson. So in that sense, he's comfortable with in his party, and his party seems comfortable with him. But among the electorate as a whole, he dropped off a little bit this month, 33 favorable, 45 unfavorable. And what we always see with him, a large number, 21%, that said they don't have an opinion of him. But that was a drop off. His favorable fell from 36 in October to 33 now. The unfavorable was 42 in October and is 45 now. So a bit of movement in the negative direction towards Senator Johnson over this period.
And that seems to be the opposite direction from the current polling for Tony Evers. I know prior, I believe the question you would ask, and I don't mean to mischaracterize if I got this wrong, but you asked the electorate, you asked the people polled, do you think they're, what, deserving of re-election? Now, is that something that was asked again in this poll, Charles? And what do you think this divergence, those two candidates prior, both Evers and Ron Johnson, both faced an uphill battle. It looks like Evers is faring better, at least in the short run.
That's right. And unfortunately, we did not ask that question again. In October, 40% said they would vote for vote to reelect Evers. A little over 50% said they'd vote for someone else, an unnamed someone else. For Johnson, it was 38% would vote to reelect, and a bit over 50% would vote for someone else. So they were pretty similar shape on that question in October. As you say, Evers looks like he's improved over that few months, while Johnson has weakened a bit. So in hindsight, I'm sorry I didn't repeat that question on would you vote to reelect.
We'll let you off the hook this time, Charles. My fine guest pollster, Charles Franklin, Marquette University Law School polling, dropped today. Charles, for simplicity's sake, let's talk about the Republican gubernatorial field. There's less of them. We got Rebecca Clayfish. She is a well-known. Kevin Nicholson, who has run for the U.S. Senate before, but first time running for the executive seat, I guess. And then the new entrant to the race, we've been calling him Ram Jam up around here, Charles, but I'm sure you probably called him by his given name, Timothy Rantham. Well, what do the current Republicans polled by Marquette University What did they think of these three candidates and who's in the lead if it is a horse race?
Of Republican primary voters, Clayfish has 30% support, Nicholson 8, Rampton 5, but 54%. So they haven't made up their minds. They don't know who they'll support. In that similar, almost 50% on the Democratic Senate side said they haven't made up their minds. So both parties' primary voters are still a long ways from being set in stone for how they'll vote. But at the moment, Clayfish has a solid lead over Nicholson, and Rampton, who just got in the race a couple of weeks ago and has been the center of a good bit of attention, is nevertheless at a fairly distant 5%. Also, for all of these primary candidates, even the best known, who's Rebecca Clayfish, half of the registered voters in the state say they don't have an opinion of her. It's about 62% who don't have an opinion of Mandela Barnes, the second best known candidate. This is typical early in the primary stage. We saw it in 2018 in the Democratic gubernatorial primary that also had 12 to 16 candidates at one time or another. I wouldn't expect the public to really get to know these folks until their advertising ramps way up. And that may not come until June or even July, judging from what we saw and how long it took people to become familiar with primary candidates in 2018.
Charles, that transitions nicely to the up-and-comer in the Democratic senatorial field. And I would say Alex Lazary, at least from the recognition point of view, he spent millions. Charles, apparently it's working. He's the candidate on the move, or at least that's what the polling would seem to indicate. Do I have that part right?
I think that's right. He's the second best known among the Democratic Senate candidates, not as well known as Mandela Barnes, but second place out of a field of 12 candidates or 11 candidates now. He's also improved a bit. I shouldn't say improved. This is the first time we've asked this question. We have Mandela Barnes at 23% support, Lazary at 13, Tom Nelson at 5, and Sarah Godlewski at 3, and all of the other candidates are at 2% or below. So you can see none of them is exactly running away with the field. But again, among Democratic primary voters, 48% say they haven't made up their mind. So I think this order makes a lot of sense. The Lazary campaign released a poll yesterday, an internal poll, which showed higher numbers for both candidates.
Both he and Mandela Barnes, you referenced.
Yes, yes. Higher numbers for both of them, but they were sampling what they called likely Democratic primary voters. We're looking at registered voters, a bigger group of people or a wider set of people. For a campaign's purposes, doing that likely voter makes sense. Our purpose is to talk about all of the public, not just the narrower, most engaged partisans. However, when we look at people who say they're most enthusiastic to vote, we see these numbers go up a bit, but they tend to go up in parallel, which makes a lot of sense. The people who are more in tune, more excited about the race, are more familiar with the candidates, a bit more likely to have picked a candidate, but still not running away with that. We're still in the mid-40s that haven't made up their mind, even among the most enthusiastic primary voters.
Charles, amongst the second-tier candidates, not named Godlewski, Nelson, Lazary, or Mandela Barnes, did anyone sort of peek through in the recognition category?
Not really. What we see is that most of the Democratic Senate candidates are in the 80%, high 80% don't know, or many of them are in the 90% don't know. A strong argument for increased advertising on your favorite radio station.
Well, I'm glad you made it.
And we see similar things on the Republican side as well.
Charles Franklin, our fine guest. Stick around, Charles. I got more questions. I understand you polled legalized marijuana, and perhaps for the very first time, we have majority support amongst Republicans. I'm excited. Charles Franklin, stick around. More Devils.
I don't care about those people, man. I could care less what they think.